All right, let's get things kicked off. Let's do the carry out, of course, our nightly segment where I read the newspaper. So you at home, you don't have to.
Here are today's top stories. President Obama was in Springfield today because, I don't know, Air Force One needed gas and he was dying for Culver's. But there he was. The speech had all the feelings of a stand-up comic trying out new material at the local club. Like, we're going to hear the same speech in 3 months at a Washington, D.C. state dinner. It was great, though, right? I mean, he's such an eloquent speaker. Say what you will about his politics, but there are rare moments when politicians talk with such civility. Will it work in Springfield? Oh, God, no. No. Never. But it was a great speech. While President Obama snuggled up at a roadside motel in Springfield, the Supreme Court blocked the climate change executive action that he put forward. So time to stock up on that coal while you can. Hey, you know what we're going to do as a country? We're going to band together and we're going to win the race to destroy the planet. USA! USA! This is when we hit the Bruce Springsteen. Fall down and hold it down. I don't know the lyrics. The New Hampshire primary's over. Trump, Sanders, Clinton, Kasich. All right. Boy, those guys love the spotlight, huh? Those speeches were so long. And the supporters in the background, so fake. And the CNN graphics, so dumb. Now on to Nevada next Saturday, where two others will win and will realize that nobody that's running for president is going to be president. If you're keeping score, and really, nobody is, Chris Christie and Carly Fiorina both suspended their campaigns today. But Ben Carson, he stays in the race, confident that he will win South Carolina. What can you say? He's a surgeon. You got to be sure. Also, I'm glad you're voting for Trump. You know, you love a winner. He wins. He wins at business. He wins at TV. He wins at politics. But I hate to sound like that one effeminate dad at the Little League game, but winning isn't everything. Bill Belichick wins. Coldplay wins. Kung Fu Pandas won 2 weeks in a row. But do I want them to be my next president? Well, maybe Kung Fu Panda. All right, let's move on from politics. A Florida man was arrested for throwing an alligator through a drive-through window. When asked for comment, the man said, "Hey, I wanted Dr. Pepper and they gave me Mr. Pibb. What else am I supposed to do? Trump!" You thought that story was weird. How about this one? Chicago area drivers may see gas prices coming in under a dollar. That's right, 99 cents a gallon could be a reality because of stockpiling reserves. But something tells me that the gas stations off the Kennedy, they're still going to charge you $3.50. Hey, it's the Chicago way. Facebook is being accused of privacy breaches by the French. Yeah, they're upset that Facebook is using private data and tracking non-Facebook users on the internet. What? So wait, Facebook's collecting data on non-users? I'm telling you, man, either Facebook's trying to take over the world or it's just running for president in 2020. Either way, we got new emojis. Cool. I love Facebook. Have you been paying attention to the Ghostface Killah Martin Shkreli feud on the internet? All right, let me explain the Ghostface Killah Martin Shkreli feud to the WGN radio audience. Okay. So Ghostface Killah, he's a rapper and he's part of Wu-Tang, which is a group of rappers from Staten Island. And they put out a record that nobody heard. They just put it out and nobody heard it. And Martin Shkreli, he's the dude who jacked up the price on the AIDS drug. Remember that? And then he went to jail for insider trading. You know, he's the guy who looks like the guy who was Capone's friend, who Kevin Costner threw off the roof in Untouchables. Remember that? Your buddy, he died like stuck like an Irish pig. That guy. He kind of looks just like that guy, but younger. Anyway, for some reason, that guy bought the record for millions of dollars, which I didn't know you could do. And now Ghostface Killah wants it released. So Ghostface Killah and Martin Shkreli are just using YouTube videos to diss each other. He'll say, "Put the record down." The other guy say, "Hey, Ghostface, you suck." And then the other guy says, "Put the record down." Go. Sorry. Just got brain freeze from all the stupid. Understand now? We good. In weather, it's so cold, I'm thinking about putting a towel against the bottom of the door. That's cold. In sports, Coach Q goes all Cam Newton and walks away from a post-game presser last night after the Hawks had another goal waved off. 2 games in a row. Hawks lost, but asterisk, right? Got to put an asterisk on it. Appeal to the league office. Over the line, Smokey! And come on, Coach Q, he's like a hockey god for walking off the stage, but Cam Newton's a petulant child. All right, society, get your act together. The Bulls have the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the UC. Will D. Rose play? Well, he sat out against Charlotte with soreness. You know what? My knee hurts, too. It must be the cold. But you know what? I'm going to push through. By push through, I mean I'm going to sit here for 4 hours talking. But still, kind of the same thing. Butler's out for the All-Star game with a knee sprain, and Pau Gasol's going to go in instead. Now I'm definitely going to watch. Just think of it, Gasol all night hitting baseline jumpers, huh? Is he doing the skills challenge? I hope he wins the best hair-slash-crop-beard contest on Saturday night. He's electric. Northwestern lost last night to Ohio State, 4-8 in the Big Ten. You know what we said here on the download, that they had to go 500, and they're not. So they got to win out, and they got to go second or third round in the Big Ten tourney. Not impossible, but pretty much impossible. Derek Fisher's out as the New York Knicks coach. More and more voices talking about Tom Thibodeau as a replacement, which would be a bummer watching him revive the Knicks to glory and winning the East every year. But, you know, running down his team in the process and getting bounced in the Eastern Conference Final, only to be replaced by a Steve Kerr wannabe in like 4 years. So, yeah, I guess you can have Tibbs. And finally, Burger King is bringing grilled hot dogs to the menu next month. When asked for comment, the man with the alligator said, they better have Dr. Pepper. Seriously. That's the carryout for February 10th, 2016. Hey, we're selling heart-shaped Euros this Valentine's Day. You know, because Chicago.
Coming up, a big day at City Council. Oh, IG oversight. Think of the past. Also, tobacco tax. What happened with that? We'll also talk about CPS schools, the bonds, TIF money, and the March 15th primary. Mike Fouché is up next. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN.